We are looking at people with lung disabilities. There is a huge health inequalities in people with lung disability. They die 20 years younger than general population. So we want to actually understand the patterns of multiple lung conditions so that we can actually predict what's going to happen in terms of new disease, but also how do we prevent them.
I do like little, yes, these are from little, these are. Do you have some well into? Yeah, that's it, yeah. So going up here, are we? Hit it up this bit, here, yeah. Hello, my name is Russell Lacey. I'm 45 and I'm part of the Decode Project. I like gardening, planting seeds and planting stuff in the garden. And I put it in and put potatoes, like, get all the weeds out. I also enjoy being out with the hens, feeding the hens, like, and them, and hearing the birds sing and all that in the nice weather. Yes. Yeah, these are the hens here. Yeah, these are the three hens we've got. Yeah. They peck about and we let them out, like, and that, and they peck some of the scraps and all that. But this is the part where they lay the eggs and all that in there, like, and that, yeah.
So DECODE is NIHR-funded research projects which focusing on how do we utilize artificial intelligence to understand multiple long-term conditions.
From two-thirds to 90% of people with learning disability experience multiple long-term conditions, and that is different to general population.
So multiple long-term condition is like heart disease, respiratory disease. It is kind of long-term conditions. So we identified 40 long-term conditions, which is quite prevalent in this population, and we're trying to see the patterns of those 40 conditions in their lifetime.
My name is Abigail Fitzcochrane. I am 22 years old. I have dyspraxia, which means that my coordination isn't great. I tend to fall over a lot. I also have autism, which means in situations I panic and I don't know what to do. I volunteer at a food bank. I love the deliveries. I love to see the customers and the volunteers. I also have a dog called Eric. I love spending time with him. He's absolutely crazy, but he's just who he is. So when we get a delivery, we have to tag them, packs of three, and then we have to put them in a crate, put them in the cupboard or with all the bread ready for the following morning. I just love meeting new people and getting to know the volunteers. There's a lot of things I didn't know about myself until I started DECODE, because I don't really be open about my disability, so it was quite nice to share it and hear other people's views. So it's kind of opened my mind a lot as well. So to be a part of DECODE, it's kind of enabled me to be like, it's okay to be who you are and what you are, because we're all the same and we all bleed the same colour. So, and if you've got a dream, just go for it.
I'm Thomas Corden. I'm 24 years old and I'm a musician. I'm a pianist, organist and singer. Oh yes, I'm also known as It's TC the Piano Man. So I'm autistic, that's my disability. It means I can struggle with certain tasks that seem everyday to other people. I've shared some experiences with the DECODE team in terms of that I used to struggle a lot when I was younger because of my autism, and in terms of like when I was able to speak, I was very late on compared with other people. So I used to struggle with lots of like noise and things like that as well. So socializing with people was one of the things I used to struggle with. Now I've overcome all that and I've become much more confident. So yeah. I co-chaired a conference and we got to do a speech about what DECODE does to help people. I composed the music for DECODE. I composed a jingle, which is basically a very, very short segment of music that you probably will hear in adverts. So that was very enjoyable.
I helped with the DECODE project in lots of ways. I talked about my health. We learned about food and yeah, different exercise, how exercise helps and yeah. Some will go with the pepper plant and that. I've got to pop that up, sweet pepper and that. That's a cucumber right there, yeah. I hope that the DECODE project can help people like me.
I hope that DECODE will help other people understand what GPs are saying and what GPs are saying to them, because it's really difficult. So if there's some kind of technology that we can get, I think Decode will really, really help people.
So we have created AI model which help us to see those trajectories of disease, but also cluster of the disease.
We use a specific type of AI called machine learning algorithms to analyze the data from two large databases, one covering England and other covering Wales.
So next step is to get funding to do clinical trial in a GP practice, especially in an annual health check. We want to support clinicians who can actually diagnose those diseases much early on so that they can prevent those things happen.
The research has the potential to save lives of people with learning disability, particularly given the fact that they have premature mortality, them dying 20 years younger than the general population.
So I'm currently looking through my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is called It's TC the Piano Man. I've got a new track, it's called Looking Bad Right Now. It's very ironic to the title. It's actually about hope. And it's hope that everything gets, you know, better for everyone in the future and things like that. And it's supposed to be very upbeat as well. So I hope you do enjoy it.
Hope is always round the corner, round the corner. Hope is always round the corner.